Hello, and welcome back to our Brooklyn Boatworks student-centered podcast. I'm Rosa, and this week will be episode 3. We'll be talking to Immaculate, a fifth grade boat builder from PS3 28. Enjoy.
My name is Immaculate, and on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm feeling an 8 because I woke up late this morning and I missed my morning affirmation. And also, I ran out of raspberries and I didn't get to eat breakfast. The biggest challenge for me is not being able to go play with my friends and not go to see my teacher physically, but I get to talk to her through the phone. That's one of my biggest challenges. The best parts of it is, normally I don't have my friends' phone numbers because I always forget. So now this is the fun part. You could talk to them through the school phone.
Have you been able to do any hands-on learning from home?
I have, and one of them is doing a small project where we get to do Scratch. It's a coding website. And we get to have fun and create our own stuff. And also some science experiments.
So what advice would you give fellow students to help them stay positive during this time?
Well, my advice to them is, even though this coronavirus pandemic is happening, keep your chin up and stay happy, because soon it will be all over. You get to enjoy your regular life. Like, you could enjoy playing with your friends and talking to them. And when you're done, you could also enjoy playing football or any hobbies you enjoy. So soon this will be all over and everybody will be happy.
How do you keep in touch with your friends and family who are not in the same place?
I keep in touch with them through an app, or I talk to them through school, or I call my family members. I talk to my friends through an app called Snapchat, so I get to enjoy about like 30 minutes talking to my friends and asking them about their day. What I do in my free time is, most times I help my mom clean up when she needs help, and sometimes I play with the dog.
What do you do when you have trouble with schoolwork or something when you're doing learning online?
I take a deep breath, and then when I'm done taking a deep breath, I breathe out slowly, and then I tell myself, don't beat yourself up about it. And I don't want to feel sad about anything, so I'm trying to keep happy thoughts. I'm grateful for having a mom that loves and cares about me. I'm also grateful for having a roof over my head, and I'm grateful to be alive. In Boatworks, we was trying to build a boat, and at the end of the year, we were going to sail the boat. The most memorable class for me is when substitute teachers come in the first day of Boatworks, because I got to meet all you cool people.
So what do you tell your friends and your family when they ask you what you did in Boatworks?
I tell them I use tools with the help of professionals, and we're trying to build a boat. So if you were in Boatworks and you had a tool with you, you couldn't play around until it was relax time.
So if you could teach your friend who wasn't a boat builder any of the skills that you learned when we were together in Boatworks, what would you teach them?
I would teach them sawing, and I'm trying to remember the word for the pins.
Starts with an L.
Lofting. Because if I teach them about lofting, they'll be like, cool. And we could probably like build boats. And if they ever wanted to join Boatworks, you guys could help them learn more stuff. My favorite activity was activities at the end of the day, and they have dance time. And also when we get to draw and help people. Like if somebody don't know how to saw, one of you guys would help. Some useful things I've learned is, even though the pandemic isn't going on, you still get to learn about math and reading, and that's important. I learned about something called Nelson Mandela. I learned about history. I think boats and building things will be a part of my future, because if I want to go explore, I could build a boat and travel around the world and explore. And also, if in building, if I ever get lost in the woods, I could build some tools and help me survive. If there was a bad earthquake and we had to sail away, people could build boats and help each other go to a different island. And if you build stuff, like, not precisely weapons, but, like, hats and stuff, or, like, shoes and not weapons, but types of stuff like that, like toys, you could build them instead of being bored. And if you didn't know how to build, you would just be stuck. That's how we have, like, computers and cell phones and all types of items, because people builded them.
Very true. All right, well, I'm really happy that I got to talk to you, Immaculate, for the first time in a while. And
yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's been really great. Say thank you to your mom, and maybe we'll talk again.
Have a nice day, Miss Rosa.
Have a nice day, Immaculate. Thank you so much, Immaculate, for the interview. This podcast was made by Brooklyn Boatworks, music by Rosa 2, and we'll see you next time.